Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. A very disturbing news story. I'm reading from the New York Post. A 26-year-old transgender woman who pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting a 10-year-old girl will be moved to a youth treatment center despite prosecutors' efforts to keep her in a Los Angeles County jail. L.A. County prosecutors said Hannah Tubbs, who identifies as female, also would not have to register as a sex offender once she finishes her 2-year sentence. Tubbs, who was busted for molesting a 10-year-old when she was a 17-year-old juvenile, will be sent to the kid's lockup after L.A. County District Attorney George Gaskin declined to file a motion to move the case out of juvenile court where it was filed because of Tubbs' age at the time of offense. A judge in Antelope Valley, California, ruled Thursday that Tubbs would be moved to the Youth Treatment Center immediately, where she will be kept with juvenile female prisoners. You have a violent sex predator sentenced to 2 years in a juvenile facility, said Deputy District Attorney Shea Sana after the hearing. It doesn't change the fact that the public is safer, but we just preferred Tubbs to be with other adults and not prey on others. Tubbs was 17 years old when she grabbed a 10-year-old girl and put her hands down her pants in a stall at a Denny's in Palmdale, California. Tubbs was arrested and charged for the crime in 2019 after she was arrested on battery charges in Idaho and her DNA matched a national database. She pleaded guilty to the California sexual assault charge in November. During Thursday's hearing, Judge Mario Barrera reiterated several times that he was limited to sentencing Tubbs to 2 years because the LA County District Attorney's Office did not file a request to transfer the case to an adult court. Attorney Justin W. Clark, who represented LA County in the case, argued Thursday that the court has the ability to allow the probation department to decide that Tubbs should stay in the adult county jail because the law states individuals who are over 19 years old should remain in an adult facility. Sana added the issue regarding where Tubbs should be housed is different from where she should be transferred. The judge disagreed and ruled that an amendment to the law limits his ability to allow the probation department to transfer Tubbs. The law states persons 19 years or older who were already committed to a juvenile facility should remain there and cannot be transferred, the judge said. Now here's the kicker, folks. Hold on to your seats. Because Tubbs is now recognized in California as a female, she will be housed with other female juveniles at the facility where she will be transferred. However, Clark said Tubbs would be housed alone. Well, I guess we should be grateful at least that she'll be housed alone, or he will be housed alone, as some people might prefer to say it, inasmuch as this so-called woman, this man who identifies as a woman, molested a 10-year-old girl. But consider this. If they'll cave in to pressure and put a man in a woman's facility at all, who's to say what kind of future additional pressure they may cave into later? When will we as a society stop rolling over and playing dead for the militant LGBTQ community? And I do mean the militant. I'm not painting with a single brush. I think most people in the LGBTQ community just want to be left alone and live in peace. I respect that. I'm talking about the militant ones, the ones in our faces, the ones passing legislation or lobbying for legislation. This was originally sold to our society under the belief that people are born gay, an idea refuted once by many psychologists, although any psychologist that tries to refute it now will have his or her license taken away immediately. But now, today, it doesn't matter anymore how you're born. They don't use that argument anymore. You can be born a woman, you can identify as a man. You can be born a man, you can identify as a woman, and you can change it. You can identify as one gender one day, one gender another day. It's all about what you choose. Before, we were told, oh, I was born this way, I had no choice. But here's what's interesting. Track with me, my friends. While denying that gender is determined and claiming that no one can judge who is or who is not a male or female, men who choose to identify as females are actually stating that they do believe in a difference. A simple question can be asked of a man who identifies as a female. What quality or feeling inside of you is a female quality? What are the attributes of this true female supposedly trapped inside a male body? And what exactly makes them female? My friends, nobody can answer that question with one side of his mouth and then deny any difference between men and women with the other side of their mouth. Now I know what some of you are thinking. Bob, who are you to determine right or wrong about this? Well, I'll tell you. I'm both a physiologist and a molecular biologist. Oh, you don't believe me? Where did I graduate, you ask? Wow, what an offensive question. Listen, pal, I feel those doctorate degrees in my heart. The diplomas hang on the wall of my heart. I graduated in my heart. I went through the commencement service in my heart. That's the way I choose to identify. This is Bob Siegel making the idiotic idiotic.